nappyafro.com.
What's going on, people? It's your boy King Jern, aka the People's Champ, aka the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in the day, aka Swollen Ryan, aka Chubby Brister in the building this day. I'm Dolo again. It's all right, still on vacation, but I'm here. It's episode 209, 210. I know I don't keep up with numbers. I'm just here doing my contractual obligation to bring y'all the best podcast on the motherfucking interwebs. This is the Frocast from nappyafro.com. Again, I'm your host, King Jerm, sitting in for Saul Wright. I'm alone again this week, people. I hope I didn't bore y'all to death last week. That's why I ain't stay around that long. But this week, I'm feeling like a little longer show. You know, I'm not going to just give you two topics and bounce out the door. I'm actually going to give y'all a fucking show this week, people. Sit back, enjoy, and let's get to it, man. Not really a lot going on in the news this week. We did have the Billboard Music Awards. And since we are a music website, I thought we should start out with a music topic. We had the Billboard Music Awards. Only thing I remember hearing talk about is Keke Palmer, Ashy Feet, and the Rap Album of the Year. Now, in this category, you had Dr. Dre with the Chronic, whatever the album was called, the L.A. album. It's called Compton. We had Kendrick Lamar, To Pimp a Butterfly. We had Drake with If You're Reading This, It's Too Late. Then we had Future and Drake with What a Time to Be Alive. And the last album was Meek Mill's Dreams Are Worth More Than Money. And as you would think, you're like, hey, man, Kendrick Lamar won another one. Like he did at the Grammys, Best Rap Album. Not for the Billboard Music Awards. Meek Mill pulls off the stunner and wins the Rap Album of the Year for the Billboard Music Awards. And people, while we all caught our collective breaths and we saw that, it was kind of shocking. Like, I don't know. Like somebody on Twitter said, they had their participation awards in hip-hop now. That's the only way Meek Mill deserved to win that award against that competition. Now, I'm not saying he had a bad album. Nah, but what he was up against, there's no way he could beat those albums in Album of the Year, especially not with Doc just winning the Grammy for Album of the Year. Like, you know, and props to Drake for being nominated, like, two times in the category. Like, that lets me know that you're the real MVP. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like finishing second in Offensive Player of the Year and Defensive Player of the Year. You didn't win both awards, but you finished... You was the second place guy in both awards, so you're the best all around. Yes, Drake is the best all around rapper because he's not because of skills. We all know Drake got writers, but because he knows how to make hits, and that's what the game is about. People, stop being mad at Drake for making hits. Just find you another nigga to fuck with. All right. But yeah, shout out to Meek Mill. I guess congratulations. You can hang up this Billboard Music Award. I mean, nobody bragging about Billboard Music Awards. I mean, you better than my ain't shit ass because I don't got one. So, you know, it is what it is. Moving on. Now, this one here, me and B-Eazy went over it, not too long before I went on air. But this guy named Taxstone. Taxstone has a podcast called Tax Season. You probably heard about it. If you haven't, you know, go give it a listen. Everybody likes it. Sometimes, you know, I've caught myself listening to a couple episodes. I mean, sometimes his shtick can get a little tired, and I don't give a fuck if y'all tell the nigga I said it. I don't give a fuck. I don't run for nobody. But yeah, it's just, I don't know. He really relies on the guests because I get kind of tired listening to his stories. But according to one of his latest stories, he was talking to DJ Vlad on one of the Lil Vlad videos, and on the video, he said that Tupac and Cam'ron were rats, a.k.a. snitches. His reason being was saying that them niggas talked about shit on their albums. They were snitching on their albums, talking about shit. Okay, Cam'ron got shot in D.C. at Howard Homecoming that year, and he made a song, what that song he had with him and Hell Real, you gotta love it. And at the beginning of the song, he said, first, you stole Kanye from Dame. Second, you stole, you know, all that. You know, he was talking about you stole Rockefeller from Dame. Third, I seen them niggas when they were shooting at me, one threw up the diamond sign before they started shooting. So he said, by Cam getting on album saying that, he was snitching. Okay, people, let's get this definition of snitching down pat. Snitching, if me and you are not both involved in crime, it's not in the crime, it's not snitching. You know what I'm saying? So he's saying by his reasoning, he's saying if you get shot and you give the police any information about when you get shot, you snitching. And in Cameron's defense, Cameron made a video and was like, yo, I got locked up for not saying, giving them no info or who snitching because he wasn't supposed to be in D.C. or whatever, whatever. So he ended up having to do time in Rikers behind this. So get your facts straight, Tax, before you go out there accusing niggas. But let's talk about you, Tax. You said you got shot, right? How do I know this? I'll listen to your podcast. You said you told the whole situation on how you got shot. You said that the nigga, you know, whatever, you was fucking his girl or whatever. I don't know what this, I remember the story, but I'm not going to go over it because then I would be snitching. Like you told about your shooting. Or was that just telling the story? That's not snitching. Because, I mean, let's by your definition, by your logic, you snitched too. You got on your podcast and told everybody about your shooting, about you being involved in gangs, and you was a leader of some gang and everything. You told the people this, not me. I didn't make it up. So, by your logic, are you a snitch also? Makes you wonder, doesn't Tax? But anyway, won't you? I think it's kind of ironic that he's managed, or he's a Douce Mafia, part of Douce Mafia, which is Jay-Z's brand of Hennessy, a cognac. You know, niggas love the yak, so Jay-Z had to make up a yak, you know, to fulfill you Negroes' needs. And, you know, Jay-Z don't like Cam, so one of his little minions go off and just, you know, Cam ain't bother nobody now. Cam ain't bother nobody, so why is Cam still on your bird, Jay? Why, Jay? Like, why do you still got I know you behind this, Jay, or maybe, you know, you just told Tax he been on the Douce Mafia for a while, and it's time for him to show his worth and, you know what I'm saying, prove something to the crew, and this was his way of doing it. You know, most gang members, they tell you have to go out and do something, so maybe this was his gang initiation from being in the Douce Mafia, that he had to go out and do some dirty work for Ho. Like, Ho, this work been done, man. Cam ain't thinking about you. You know what I'm saying? Chill. So, yeah. Young niggas, stop using snitch wrong, all right? Because according to y'all, if you talk to the police, you a snitch. So I don't live that life no more. So if I see a nigga in my neighborhood kill a little girl, I'm not supposed to say nothing because of the code? Or do I say something then? Like, I'm confused. When is it a good time for me? Like, am I not supposed to say something? Nothing, period? I mean, I'm not calling the police on the drug dealers selling, you know, on the corner or nothing like that. It's none of my business. As long as ain't nobody showing up, I ain't got no problem with them dope boys. But when bodies start falling, then yeah, everybody should have a problem. You should be able to feel safe in your neighborhood. Just because you live in the hood, you ain't just supposed to let it be a fucking war zone just because some code of the streets. Man, fuck that. Them niggas don't respect the code no more anyway. If they did, wouldn't be so many shootings and shit now. Niggas would sit there and take care of business instead of goddamn want to grab a pistol and air the fucking club out. But hey, man, I don't want to get on no motherfucking high horse right now. It's your boy, King Germ, again. Frocast number 209, 210, who knows? Don't know, don't care. I'm just delivering the show to the people. But yeah, Tax, man, you know, I don't know. If I want to know what the people think. So in the comment section, write down what your definition of snitching is. Because maybe I got it messed up. Maybe I'm from the old school, you know what I'm saying? But these new niggas say everything snitching. Everything. You tell on a nigga, oh, you snitching. Oh, you snitching. Oh, he a snitch. He this, he that. He a snitch. Snitch, he a rat. Y'all niggas don't even know what that shit is. And most of y'all ain't never been in the cooker, so don't even say what you wouldn't do. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. I know some real niggas out there. I done got pulled over when niggas was waiting in the car, and them niggas took that shit. I wasn't going to tell on a nigga, but I was hoping, like, bro, you know this shit ain't mine. But I wasn't going to say nothing, but I only fuck with stand-up niggas. So maybe y'all just need to start watching the kind of niggas y'all deal with, man. Because the niggas I deal with, man, if they got weight on them, they're going to take that charge, man. They ain't going to sit there and let the cops goddamn pin it on everybody. They're gonna be like, yo, nigga, that shit mine, man. Why? Because niggas are stand up. Y'all niggas don't have stand up niggas these days, man. Y'all got trap queens and shit like that, man, you know, but that's y'all business, man. So like I said, in the comments below, let me know what snitching is, man. I want to know, what's your definition of snitching? And it's by what Tax is saying, is Cam a snitch? I don't think Cam is. And I'm not biased. I'm not biased at all because Cam is one of my favorite rappers. No, not at all. So it's not that I'm just going at Tax because he said something about Cam. Nah, he wrong. You know what I'm saying? He wrong. And like, I mean, and then you talking about something, he going to be the owners, you going to slap the nigga up? Now, you know Cam with the foolishness. You know he is. So just chill, Tax. I don't know who you is. I ain't from Brooklyn. I ain't from New York. I don't know if your story's legit. You know, B-Eazy said that, you know, everything checks out. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know. Niggas that wear fucking texturizers in their beard and hair, nigga, sus to me. You know what I'm saying? But it's not about that. Moving along. Got a Geico question this week. Not Geico, not the people that you can save 15% by just switching to, but a Geico question. I was on that site, and I was reading a poll, post, whatever you want to call it, and the question was, checking out the homeboy's girl, is that fair or foul? Now, people, I'm going to go ahead on a tangent here. Have I ever looked at any of my homeboys, old ladies? Yes. Do I lust over them? No. And it's just like, I mean, you look, you know, maybe like, but it's not like, I don't care if my homeboy slime girlfriend got the fattest of fatties. I'm not, it's, at some point in time, it's like, yo, that's the homeboy girl. Like, you don't even look at her like that. You know what I'm saying? But these niggas that be saying, like in this post, niggas are saying like, yeah, niggas do it. And they sit around and talk about it behind their back. Like now that part of the post is where I thought it went a little too far. Now, ain't nothing wrong with noticing your homeboy lady beautiful or whatever, but it's one thing to notice, but for me and the other homeboys to sit around and talk about it behind the homeboy back, that's a little fuckboyish. That's flaw to me. You know what I'm saying? Because if you my dog, you my dog. You know, I ain't going to sit there and be like, yo, with the other homies, be like, yo, that nigga slug. Oh, be easy, old lady. Got a fatty nigga, boy. Like, oh, shit. Like, no, you don't do that. Like, I mean, maybe I'm cut from a different cloth. Ain't that type of nigga. But I would feel upset. And my homeboys are sitting back talking about my old lady. Like, it's just a, I don't know. Maybe we are different. And this ain't, niggas be like, oh, but you can't dwell on it. What you mean dwell on it? We sit here talking behind the man back about his old lady. That made me seem, that make it seem a little schemish to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gonna try something. Like, I mean, I could never trust, like, that would, if I was sitting around and some of my friends was doing that, I knew right then what type of niggas they was. And I wouldn't even fuck with them like that, man. But you know, niggas is niggas, and niggas let shit get away like that. I couldn't do it. I really couldn't do it, partner. So, I mean, people, in the comments below, let me know what you think. Is it okay to look at your homeboy's girl, and then once you look at her, is it okay to talk about it amongst the other friends about the homeboy's girl? I know niggas done it. I have done it. But if it's like my peoples, I'm not going to do it. If it's just like, yo, oh, homeboy, you know, if you and this girl ain't serious, I mean, I just wouldn't do it, man. Like I said, man, let me know in the comments. Is that fair or foul? And how would you handle that situation? Let's say you was, you know, you found out like, yo, B-Eazy saw right sitting in the back talking about like, yo, GQ Blue girl got the biggest titties. Like, yo, like, I mean, I would feel bad. Like, you know what I'm saying? Then I'd be like, yo, chill, bro. That's the homie old lady. Like, I mean, you know, it's one thing to keep that to yourself, but maybe you could sit there and talk to one person about it and it wouldn't be that bad, but a group of us, I still think it's foul. No way around it. Now, if he tell me, like, yo, it's one of my little side pieces, yo, she walk in and be like, yo, check, wait till you see Shorty ass, she got the fattest. Like, that's one thing. Like, if he do it, then I guess it's okay, but just if it's not brought up, like, I couldn't be the one to bring it up. How about that? I just couldn't do it. So in the comments below, let us know what you think. Let me know what you think. I want to know what type of niggas y'all are. Y'all some creeps, perverts, weirdos? Like, that's some old flaw ass shit. You a fuck boy, you do that shit, man. So if you listen to it and you doing it, man, you a fuck boy, man. Straight up. Moving along. And this week, man, we had TV talk. I didn't give y'all no TV talk last week because, you know, situations as it was. But this week, we get a little TV talk, man. Friday Night Tights Steel Country concluded. Had a championship this week. We had the Black Hawk Cougars versus the Central Valley Warriors. And let me tell you, people, this lived up to the hype. I mean, Black Hawk was a team that was, that's the team of the nine coaches. They ended up in the championship game. They were going against Central Valley, which was Saul Wright's pick. That was Coach Alexander and his boys. Man, good game. Black Hawk jumped out on top of them quick. Central Valley had to tie it up. Then I think they end up winning 14-13. It might have been 14-13 or some shit like that. But it was a damn good game. Came down the fourth quarter. Last type drive, like they had to stop them on the 20. Like Central Valley stopped them on fourth down on in the red zone. You know what I'm saying? The shit was fucking, it was very dramatic, very like emotional. I fucking loved it. I'm going to go ahead and say, man, Steel Country is way better than the Texas version. So if you had to watch one, I would go with Steel Country because it's the players play for their towns. They play for their neighborhoods. They play with so much pride. The people there, I love it. It's not just niggas on the team. You playing for your community. Like, everybody know. Like, the whole community supports the one team. So you the only show in town. And that shit is amazing to me. I love it. I love it. And so it was way better. What else happened on this episode? Friday Night Tights. Yeah, that was probably about it. So congratulations to the Central Valley Warriors. Matter of fact, Monaca has shut down and everybody's going to come over to Central Valley. They was giving up the equipment, which was funny to me. Now, a question was posed to me. They were like, who would win a game between Central Valley and the San Antonio Outlaws? Now, that would be a good game for one, for a myriad of reasons, but I'm going to say that the Outlaws probably got more athletes, like better athletes than Central Valley, but Central Valley is so disciplined. That right there, I would give them the, I mean, like, it's just, I mean, it's a tough because the Outlaws defense is real good too, and, you know, but Central Valley discipline and just the coach's discipline is what I would get the edge to. I get the edge to good coaching in that battle, in that matchup. Because I would figure, but on the flip, Outlaws might see that Central Valley ain't got nobody but Landon and the little quarterback at key in on it because they don't pass the ball like that. They mostly run the ball. So the Outlaws will probably key in on the run and shut all that defense and shut it down. Now, last year, Outlaw team wasn't as defensively as good as the previous years, but, you know, that should be expected because they don't have the same team. But, that would be an interesting game. Now, the Outlaws defense versus Central Valley's offense, man, that would be a good one. I still think the Outlaws might get them just because of the defense. But, I mean, I can see it going either way. I would love to see the two teams play each other. That would be awesome. Because Coach Alexander he has those boys coached up. Like, I'm not even going to lie. Like, he is the kind of coach I want to be. Like, that man right there, that's the kind of coach I want to be right there. And I love it. So, you know, shout out to Coach Alexander. I wish I could reach out to you and, you know, let you know that you've inspired me as a coach to do better and to demand better from the kids and know that they can do it. And, you know what I'm saying? So, man, like, I really learned a lot from watching him this year. And I really think it made me a better coach. But, like, there were better coaches in Steel Country than Typha. Like, Typha coaches were just niggas there playing football. These coaches, I actually felt like they were coaches. Like the coaches, like, they really, and these dudes was around for a while. They wasn't transient coaches. They were there, you know what I'm saying, all the time. Like, this coach been there forever. I really feel, and that makes a difference, you know what I'm saying? So, man, like, these coaches this year on this show made me a better coach. So, any plus wins I get to the category this year, I'm attributing it to Steel Country. I swear I am. Coaches over there, Coach Alexander, the Beaver Falls coach, I really liked him. You know, all football coaches got to be like, got to have a pot belly, bro. Like, if you ain't got a pot belly, you ain't no real football coach. Not yet. You know, Coach Alexander being the, you know, being the exception to the rule. But most football coaches got to have a old pot belly, man. So I'm working on it, trying to get it right. I'm saying, so, you know, by five seasons from now, that shit could be glorious. You know what I'm saying? The pot belly just swelling up on niggas. Yes. Can't wait. more TV talk. Game of Thrones this week, man. I only have one phrase for you if you watch Game of Thrones this week. Hold the door, man. Hold the door. 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 Hold door. Hold door. Hold door. Yes, people. Everybody's favorite one word saying nigga, Hodor, fucking met his destiny this week when fucking Bran. Now, just to give y'all a Bran is a warg, and a warg is somebody that can like go in and fucking his eyes turn white and he can turn into a bird or something flying across, and he can warg into a person or some shit like that. You can find out what a warg, a W-A-R-G is, a W-O-R-G is on your own. But I'm just, so if you hear me say warg, this is what I'm talking about. So Bran was with the Three-Eyed Raven, and the Three-Eyed Raven was taking Bran in the past, giving him visions, you know, showing him some shit that happened in the past. But he warned Bran, like, yo, man, you don't want to stick around in the past too long because you can fuck shit up. So Bran, he was out there warging alone, and in one of his little visions, he was out there with the White Walkers and the Whites, the whole White Army people, you know, the dead and shit. So he's walking among them, and they don't even see him, and then all of a sudden, he turned around, and they looking at him. And then he turns around, and like the night walker, whatever they want to call them, the ones on the horses, they touch Bran. And once he was touched, it was like they knew where he was. His little hiding space wasn't a hiding space no more. So it was time for him to go. He had to move on. And what he meant by go is the Three-Eyed Raven had to upload him with all the information he needed. So, you know, he went in his warg mode. And when he was in warg mode, all the White Army was attacking the fucking trees, the treehouse, and the children of the forest was trying to keep them out, and they was using all their little tricks and everything to, you know, kill the little Whites, but it was just too many of them. So Hodor, you know, Bran warged into Hodor, and when he warged into Hodor, Hodor just kept saying, hold the door, hold the door, hold the door. And then in reality, Hodor was actually holding the door, holding the Whites back so they could get it. So Bran and the children, the little girl, whatever, Mira, they could get away. So, yeah, Hodor was then, when they got it far enough away, the door, they bust through the door, rip Hodor to shreds, and Hodor was gone, people. So, you know what I'm saying? First drink we're pouring out today is for my nigga Hodor. You know what I'm saying? That was fucked up how they did him. But, he died a hero. You know, everybody loves Hodor. So, you know, man, if you didn't see this episode, I fucking spoiled it for you. Oh, well, should have been watching it by now. It's almost fucking Sunday. Fucking Negroes. Anyway, so that was all right. Then you had Sansa getting fucking ballsy. You know what I'm saying? Sansa's turning into fucking Littlefinger, which she went and met Littlefinger, threatened Littlefinger, called Littlefinger on his bullshit. Like, you sold me off to these motherfuckers, and you knew they was going to do all this shit to me. You motherfucker, I'd kill you right now. Which he had Brienne right there with her motherfucking sword made out of Valyrian, that she could have just sliced Littlefinger in half, but... You know, Sansa let him live because, you know, she needed Littlefinger alive to pull off what she's trying to pull off. And what she's trying to pull off is winning Winterfell back from the Boltons. And, you know what I'm saying? Right now, Ramsay is looking for his wife. He's upset. And I really think Ramsay done shot the club up, got Sansa pregnant. And so she walking around here with a baby Bolton that she should kill as soon as the baby born. You know, you might as well just go ahead and strangle this one. Like, this baby don't deserve to live. I don't care if it does have a little bit of Stark blood in it. It got a little bit of Bolton blood. So he's got to go. So Sansa, you know, she kind of lied to Jon about, you know, because Jon and Sansa, they're trying to align families to help them take over Winterfell. Like, right now, it's just them, the Wildlings. And they trying to, you know, find some houses, get some allegiance so they can attack Ramsay. But don't sleep on Ramsay, man. Ramsay is not as dumb as people think. Shout out to my nigga Cordovan Brown, a.k.a. What else he go by? My boy Ambient One, a.k.a. Peppy from the B-More, you know what I'm saying? Don't sleep on Ramsay, bro. And I think Ramsay still got a couple tricks up his sleeve. I want to know how he going to die, because I think he's going to have the most gruesome death this year. Because he's done some fucking ill-ass shit, you know what I'm saying? So enough about that. there's a new red woman in Marine. She got up with Tyrion and, what's his name? Viserys? No, yeah. Varys. Who's Viserys? Viserys, a wrestler. Wrong show. But yeah, she got it with Various, and Various was trying to play it to the left, and she was like, yo, nigga, I know when you got your dick cut off, nigga, and about to tell him the story, nigga. So she showed him that, you know, she was legit. So, you know, now they got a faith believer. It's almost like Stannis and shit all over again, you know what I'm saying? But hopefully they got the right ruler this time. And any other storylines? Daenerys, she's her and the Dothraki, like, they taking off. Theon and his sister, they ran off on the plug twice with all the best ships. And so Euron is gonna find them and have them killed. That's the new king of wherever they from, Pike or some shit like that. I don't know what it's called. The Iron Islands or whatever they call the island. And Arya, this last episode was kind of weird. They had a little play with Arya in it. And it went on a little too long. And then they showed a fucking dick. Like, what was the point in that? Like, a close-up of a penis, too. I was just like, really? Really, Game of Thrones? Like really? Like, this is what it's all about. But, yeah, so that kind of weirded me out. For some reason, I think she's going to kill Jaegar. You know, that's the dude that worships the many-faced god. I really think she's going to kill him. Something happened. She's going to have to kill him or something to prove her worth. And he's probably going to come back to life or something. Who knows? And that's it about Game of Thrones, man. What else I'm watching this week, man? Wow. Oh, yeah. This week I binge-watched a show called on Netflix called, Bloodline. It's about a family down in Florida. It's family business. They got a fuck-up brother. He comes back home, fuck shit up, and, you know, all kind of hell breaks loose. Pretty fucking good. Binge watching in a couple days. All episodes on Netflix. Actually, while you listen to this, they're going to be dropping season 2 the same day. So you can binge watch 2 seasons of Bloodline. It's on Netflix. Pretty good show. Also binge watch Daredevil the 2nd season. I mean, you might as well call this shit The Punisher with appearing Daredevil, because it's all about The Punisher. And you know what I'm saying? It's like, damn, dude. Like, you don't even get to see Daredevil do. I mean, you see Daredevil do what Daredevil does, but Daredevil kind of whack. Like, he ain't got no superpower. Like, you know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Like, you can get your ass beat. You always getting, I mean, he got shot, shit, everything. You know, it's like, shit is crazy, man. So, yeah, Daredevil, I'm in the midst of season 2 right there. I mean, I like it. It's a lot faster than the first season. Shane from Walking Dead, he played the hell out of the Punisher, a.k.a. Frank Castle. That shit is fucking, you know, he plays that part to a T. You know what I'm saying? So far. So, watching that. Then there's another show, if you're into reality shows, I'm watching Black Ink. Black Ink this week, Puma, the artist came back after the shooting, you know what I'm saying? You know, I don't know if we talked about this, but Puma Shop got shot up while he was in it. You know, some nigga called out his name, let 2 of them out. So, you know, so his artist had left. You know, they all threatened to leave, and Puma thought he was going to have to close down. And, you know, he threw a party, and all the niggas came back. So he saw Kumbaya over Art to Ink. And Phoenix did a tattoo that was, Saul Wright said, the best tattoo ever on the show. And I might agree with him, because that tattoo was fucking dope. So, I mean, I'm going to go ahead on a limb and say Art Ink got way better artists than Black Ink. Because Black Ink artists are, I mean, they got Melody. That's it. She the only one nice over there. Everybody else is average at best. You know what I'm saying? Oh, shit could be better, but he ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know what I'm saying? So, that's his problem. I mean, nothing but drama over there at Black Ink, you know, Sky and her issues, and you know, he got more managers than tattoo artists, and it's just like, I don't get it. I mean, Dutch did a tattoo of elephant on Kathy, and it was I could have seen a little more shading or something else, but I guess it was good for Dutch, seeing that she does a lot of letters and stuff, but yeah, not impressed. So yeah, that was all for Black Ink. Blind Spot just had the season finale. Just watched that. Everything fell through on Jane Doe. Kirk found out that Jane was... If you watch the show, you're going to understand this. I'm not going to give everybody a backstory on the show. Well, I might have to. Blind Spot is a show about a chick named Jane Doe. She's found in a bag where her body's covered in tattoos, but these tattoos are clues to cases and stuff. And, you know, her bigger plan is to, you know, overtake the government or some shit. But she don't know, because she wiped her mind clean, and so shit is all fucked up. So, but yeah, that shit was crazy. Can't believe Mayfair got killed, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I spoiled it for everybody. I don't care. Yeah. That's about it. Of course, I'm watching, Blacklist come on tonight, so I'm seeing when that's going. Like, I'm starting not to like the Blacklist, because, well, Lizzie just came back. So, I mean, that got me back in it. Like, when Lizzie came back, I was like, okay, now we're rolling. You know what I'm saying? Like, I knew Lizzie wasn't dead. I told dude at work, but he always tried to make it seem like he know TV better than me. And I knew it. I knew she's not dead. This is a little reality TV show called Sex Factor. You can go watch it at sexfactor.com. It's like a porn-based reality show. Where did I get this from? Be Easy, of course. And so, check it out. Sex Factor. I haven't watched it. I'll watch some episodes by next week's show, and then we'll talk about it next week. But that's all we got for Sex Factor, man. Check it out. I just heard a dude went home for busting a nut on a girl's face while she was sucking his dick. Like, it was a 3-minute challenge. Like, they was getting their dicks up, and they couldn't bust for 3 minutes. And dude got sent home because this girl made him nut in under 3 minutes. And he nutted on her face. And they sent him home. Yeah. So Sex Factor, check it out. Fresh off the news press, Courtney Karen Silva, she said that Gucci Man has officially been released from prison. So 5/26/16, Gucci Man is coming home. Been locked up since 2013, September 30th. So according to Keisha Keor, the fucking whatever she used to be, model chick, she put on her Instagram that Gucci home. So Guwap is home. Yay, Gucci. Gucci Man is out. So shout out the icon. I mean, how long you gonna stay out this time, Gucci? You gotta stay out longer, you know, come on, man. Hey, you gotta make at least 2 calendars before you go back. Like, you can't go back no more. Like, stop. You too old for that shit. Too many niggas out here worship the ground you walk on for you to keep going to jail. Like, you need to lead the young niggas, man. Show them the right way, man. But you can't do that if you stay in jail, Guwap. So, Guwap, man, keep your nose clean this time. Stay out in the streets. Because the streets need you, man. You left the streets astray. And look what the fuck happened, man. Look what the fuck happened, man. Your minions weren't ready to take over, but you forced them to take over. And now shit was fucked up. So now you got to come back, get it right, man, Gooch. And get the streets back straight, man, because they need you, man. The streets need you, bro. So welcome home, Gucci. Party probably going to be crazy. I wish I could be in the building, but, you know, it is what it is. Moving along. But keep it 100 this week, man. You got to keep it 100? Yep, I got to keep it 100. Keep it 100, man. Parents, it's graduation season. You know what that means. Be mindful of what you wear to these kids' graduations. I've been to 2 graduations so far. One a high school graduation. One a fifth grade moving on ceremony. And the outfits I seen at these graduations were ridiculous. I didn't know if I was at graduation or was I at motherfucking the club. Because some of these women had on, were scantily clad. And hell, some of the graduates were scantily clad. And I was just like, especially at the little damn kid, the moving on, the fifth grade moving on ceremony. These parents was in their dress to the dime, to the T's. There was even one parent in there had got their kid a limo for passing fifth grade. What the hell? Is this the only time this nigga gonna graduate? Probably. That's why they're making a big deal about it. Because they know little man or whatever the fuck his name was, he ain't gonna make it in life. But yeah, so people, be mindful what you wear these graduations, because the creep life meters be just, they just be all off the charts. So, you know, please be respectful. Don't steal the event from the kids. It's about them, not you and your nice body that's all oiled up, smelling like coconut oil mixed with a little, yeah. Anyway, I got off track here. Parents, ladies, fellas, Come on, man. Have some respect when you're at these graduations. If you're going to dress up, but don't overdo it. You ain't got to have your back all out. That skirt could be, you know what I'm saying, a reasonable amount. You ain't got to be sitting there, you know what I'm saying, knowing you ain't got no drawers on. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. You ain't got to be doing all that. Ain't no need for all that, ladies. But anyway, yeah. That's my Keeping 100 this week, man. Winding down the show, man. Got my winner this week. My winner. All the OKC fans. I'm talking about all the OKC fans. All the ones that just joined the bandwagon in the last week or two. You know what I'm saying? Before OKC, 2 weeks ago, nobody was screaming OKC. Nobody had faith in them. None. But now they up 3-1, and I'm recording this on a Thursday, so by Friday, it could either be 3-2 or it could be over, 4-1. And you know what I'm saying? So OKC, the Thunder, the organization, the fans, I mean, y'all being coached by Billy Donovan, an ex-Florida Gator. So you got a good pedigree over there. But Kevin Durant and Westbrook, they doing their thing, man. You gotta say that them boys are playing the best basketball. That's the best 1-2 punch in NBA history right there. The best 1-2 punch. Hands down. Hands down. I don't want to hear no argument. There is no argument. That's the best 1-2 punch. And they're doing their thing. So either they're going to close the boys, the Golden State Warriors out tonight, and they're going to have their little 73-9 season with no title, which would mean nothing. That would be the greatest regular season ever, but who says that? Who said, like, you're not the greatest team. 95-96 Bulls are still the best team ever. Even if Golden State was to somehow turn this around and win the title, the 95-96 Bulls are still the best team ever. Ever. So, but I'm not trying to steal the Thunder's thunder. Y'all are my winners this week. Keep it up. Close them out tonight. Because you fuck around and lose tonight. Game 6 at home going to be even rougher. You playing a desperate team from the Warriors got to be desperate. They have to be desperate. That's the only way they can win the game if they play desperate. Yeah. So, we'll see how it shapes out tonight. Well, we already know by the time this is posted. So, we'll see what happens, man. Like, I really don't know what to say, who to win is going to win the game tonight. Because it's like, I'm nervous. Because I could see either team win. But if I had to put some money on it, I'd say the Warriors win game five. But I wouldn't be surprised if the Thunder win. See, that's how weird it is. Because they already won in Oracle before. So it's like, they already won. So it's like, they can do it again. But I don't want them taking the game off. Because they take a game off, then game six is going to be at home. And it's going to be even so much pressure on the Thunder. Like, it's ridiculous. So, yeah, this is going to be a very pivotal game tonight. Very pivotal. My losers this week. My loser was Hov. R.O.C. Sean Corey Carter. Why was you my loser? Because All the Way Up remix came out and Jay-Z sounded horrible. He sounded like he was struggling. He sounded like he was trying to relate. He sounded like the old guy. Your uncle that's trying to be cool. Like, you a cool little 19 teenager and your uncle come around trying to be cool and shit. Like, the nigga Hov, like, he stumbled out the block. Shit was horrible. The nigga said lemonade was a popular drink and it still is. Like, really, Hov? Really, Hov? Like, Blue Ivy looking like Pac in the tub. Really, Hov? I mean, that's a cool line and all, but, I mean, You said looking like Pac in the tub. Like, do you owe me? I just don't get it, Hov. Like, Hov, stop rapping. If you're not gonna really rap for real, Hov, if you're gonna bullshit, stop rapping. Cause you're wasting our time. Like, we don't wanna hear that shit, Hov. If you're not gonna really, you know, respect us and give us real bars instead of this bullshit you've been giving us the past 5 years. Can I say 5 years? Stop it, Hov. Hey, stop it. You really, you know what I'm saying? You killing your own legacy, man. Like, you know, niggas still respect you from the old shit you spit. But this new shit, man, it's like you like the Wizards, Michael Jordan. Yeah, it's still Jordan. But it ain't Jordan. So, Hov, right now you are the Wizards, Michael Jordan. And so when you drop, like, yeah, you might drop a verse every now and then. Jordan used to hit 30. You like, oh, boy, see Jordan last night. That nigga hit for 35. And that shit used to be good because it was Jordan. So when you drop a decent verse, we get hyped because, you know, Hov, you've been the most consistent rapper ever. Most successful rapper ever. Most consistent rapper ever. Just like, come on. I don't know if I said consistent first time, but successful, consistent. You know what I'm saying? Like, you've been relevant for 20 years. You ain't never been not relevant since we know you. So it's like, you know, but now it's just, come on, man. You don't have to do this, man. You separate yourself from the game. Walk away, bro. It's okay, man. Walk away. You don't have to be 50-year-old nigga rapping, man. Like, it's not. It's okay, Hov. Like, it's all right, man. Like, it's okay. Like, we ain't saying you ain't, you know, as hip-hop, we can't have legends around. But, Hov, you be trying to be all up in the video, all over the front page. Like, man, sit your old ass down somewhere, man. Man, shit. I mean, according to court papers, you could be a granddaddy or something, man. You got a 20-year-old kid. Like, man, you know. Shit. Anyway, I'm out, man. That's all for my losers this week, man. Shout-outs, man. Got any shout-outs? Shout-out to B-Eazy, man. He probably going to be the nigga to post this, man. Shout-out to Saul Wright, man. You know, hurry up and get better, man. Come back, man. You know what I'm saying? I need a size 9.5 in them 12s. Or I mean, it's in them 12s. I don't need a 12 in the 12. I need 9.5 in the 12. So, you know, just let me know. Fuck with me. Shout-out to GQ Blue, man. Short T, man, giving me some advice on how to do this here. You know what I'm saying? Who else, man? Shout-out to everybody else on the staff, man. Supreme Weave, fucking Blaskiat. Shout-out to anybody else that write, man. I don't know all y'all niggas, man. Man, Kendrick, man, from over here watching movies and shit, man. Get better, bruh. Get fucking better, man. Straight up. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. You need a nigga to talk to, man. Fuck with your boy, man. You know what I'm saying? Short T. I know I already said it, but I ain't say it like I was supposed to say it. Ruler myself. Stay fucking with us, man. Real nigga. MJ Money 9S. Still a bitch. You know what I'm saying? What up, though? Static. Fucking, man. My nigga Sev. I don't know. I know you listen to the show. You probably understand. You probably MJ Money 9S. My nigga Sev from that site. Who else from that site to fuck with us? K-I-R-A. I don't know how to say your fucking name. Anybody else that from that site that listen, shout out, make yourself known, comment, say something. You know what I'm saying? Wash your meats or whatever. You know some shit from over there. Let it be known. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm saying something else to y'all niggas from that site, man. I be reading your little motherfucking podcast posts and shit. And y'all niggas be being real motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, disrespectful. By not shouting the niggas out. I see the niggas that shout us out in them little posts. But a lot of y'all niggas just be like, oh, y'all be saying other little podcasts, other little podcasts. Like, y'all don't even fuck with me. But it's all right, though. You know what I'm saying? That's all right, though. But just know, I be reading that shit. And I be feeling some type of way, my nigga. So for all that site motherfuckers that listen to this motherfucking show, what's up? Anybody else, man, fuck with the Fro, man. Y'all know where to find us at. Twitter at Nappy Afro, Instagram at Nappy Afro, Snapchat Napfro Gang, that's NAPFROGANG. What else? Tumblr. We got all kind of podcasts. We got a podcast about movies called Watching Movies and Shit. We got a podcast about wrestling called The Fro Horseman. We got a podcast that drops sporadically that talks about album reviews. I don't know what to call it, podcast. Man, we tied up, man. Shout out to Dr. Abrasive, man. He part of the Nappy Afro Network, man. You know what I'm saying? It's all, man, listen, man. We all family here, man. We trying to do it, man. And you know what I'm saying? That's just how it is, people. But yeah, man. It's King Jern, man. Episode number... Man, don't get me lying to y'all. Let me check. I'm just to be on the fact check side. Let's see. My podcast. Frocast. Let's see, what do we have here? Okay, I don't know what number this is. Yeah, I don't know what number this is. So whatever number, Frocast number this is, man, that's what it is. This your boy King Jern filling in for Saul Wright. Saul Wright, I'm gonna do his AKAs, AKA Shupak Shakur, AKA the Black's Alex P. Keaton. The Black Alex P. Keaton. This is your boy King Jern, AKA the People's Champ, AKA the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in history. And this was the Frocast, episode 20, whatever. And I'm out, man. Hope this shit worked, man, because I ain't doing it again.
HappyAfro.com.